He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the April 16th Freedom from Tax Day, right? Hopefully you got your all your forms filed, your extensions filed, your check mailed off with a smile, and now life goes on. Well, we have a little bit of an Intel and Yahoo rally taking place in the market today. And in the newsletter over the weekend, I wrote about how important this earnings season is. Really, really important. We're just now getting into the big names. Last night we had Intel, we had Yahoo, and they came in better than expected. So far we don't have a meltdown in the market from earnings news. The S&P is back to 1851, about where it began the year. We just can't get above that 1850 level. It's up 8 points. The Dow is up 97, however. That sounds a little better. 16,360 now on the Dow. The NASDAQ is up a tepid 20. Let's call it a tepid 20. And, of course, throughout the day, you never know where that NASDAQ's going to go. Yesterday or earlier this week, it was a roller coaster ride. The NASDAQ is now up 18 points. See what I mean? 4,053. Gold is at 1,301. Crude oil, 104.70. Have you noticed the crude oil stocks? The best stocks now app surely has. Just take a look at the ranking of the sectors right now when you get a chance. And look at the stocks that are breaking out all over the place. The euro is at 1.38. The 10-year yield is at 2.65% right now. As interest rates remain steady, as the market remains volatile. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We have entered into, we are now in the early innings of earnings season. The cleanup hitters have not come up to the plate yet, but we've got some leadoff hitters. Alcoa always leads things off, and Alcoa is actually becoming a better stock this time around, as the market is a little bit more enamored with basic material stocks like Alcoa than it was in the past. Commodity stocks have just been thrashed over the last several years, and now they're starting to come back into vogue. And the one commodity that's really coming back into vogue is light, sweet crude. Texas tea, Jed's a millionaire type of crude. We have a second baseman on the Padres named Jed Jerko. And no, it's not J-E-R-K-O. It's G-Y-R-O-K-O. He plays a little second base. He was a rookie last year. He hit 23 home runs as a rookie, and he just signed a six-year extension to his contract. Now old Jed's a millionaire, just like Jed Clampett. I don't know if any of you are that old to remember Jed Clampett and Ellie Mae and Jethro and the cement pond out back. That was one of my favorite shows. And Granny. Well, Texas tea is what made Jed rich and got him out of the Ozarks into Beverly Hills. And Texas tea is really taking off again here. The app pointed right to it. Here comes the energy sector, storming from behind, passing a very tired and worn out, staggering biotech, internet, social media sector. Will Yahoo save the day for that sector? You know, I don't think so. I think when a sector loses momentum, especially in the late innings of an economic recovery, you know, it'll have its day in the sun again, but I just think that there's fresher horses to jump on right now. And I think a lot of those fresher horses come from the energy patch and from overseas. Now, having said that, the risk overseas is not over yet. I believe that there is a burgeoning rally. Now, whether it's going to follow through or not remains to be seen, but it sure looks promising. There's a lot of emerging economies that are tied to oil prices. Oil's now $104 per barrel. And I heard someone talking yesterday about how the sanctions against Russia are going to take about a point off of their economic growth. You know what? Economic growth in Russia is really all about oil prices. That's all Putin really cares about. Him and his buddies, they control oil, the oil wells, and the revenues that comes off of that lucrative Texas tea. Also over there, it's Moscow Mule, I guess. And now with oil at $104 per barrel, I doubt that Putin cares much about the rest of the economy. It seems like just rattling his sabers over there on the eastern end of Ukraine is enough to make these markets nervous as heck. We saw it early this week. Markets were up 150 points, 120 points. News of a clash at an airport in eastern Ukraine, a name I can't even pronounce. And all of a sudden, market down 100 points. A 200-point move in a matter of minutes when that news came out. And then apparently, I guess, you know, it wasn't as bad as they thought. Boots on the ground over there in the Ukraine reporting on what's really going on. Market comes back. By the end of the day, it's up 80 or 90 points again. I asked my assistant here, Craig Munson, Craig, do you have a neck brace I can borrow? I just got whiplash. I can't leave my desk to make a sandwich. It's that kind of a market right now. In fact, it's a market that has caused me, for the first time in a long time, to put in some sell stops underneath some of the positions I own. I don't want to experience a meltdown. I don't want to see all of a sudden Russian troops invading the Ukraine and the market down 700-800 points. I've put in some protection just in case. But you know what? It brings back the interview I had a week ago today with one Nick Vardy, a global guru, a man who used to run billions of dollars of investors' money in the emerging markets. He knows the emerging markets. And he reported last week from Estonia, where he happened to be. Estonia is just one country over from the Ukraine. If Putin were to take the Ukraine, I think the Ukrainians will put up a bit of a fight, and who knows what the rest of the world will do, then Estonia would be in his sights next. And you'll notice that the skirmish this week was on the eastern border of the Ukraine, right next to Estonia. That's why I feel prompted to play in the second half of this show that interview with Nick Vardy. Once again, I want you to listen very, very carefully to what's going on in Estonia and what the thinking is on the street from the people of Estonia, who are just one country over from Ukraine. But it would seem that the winner in all of this, no matter what, and it's showing up in the markets right now, are energy stocks. If you look at my Twitter feed over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you'll notice a lot of energy names. And you know what's ironic? In the book that I wrote a few years back, at that time, energy was in vogue. And of the 53 stocks that I wrote about, I believe about 7 of them were energy stocks. Since then, 2 have been bought out for big premiums. The other 5 are still alive and kicking. And boy, are they kicking. I was looking at the 5 stocks still that are trading today that were in my book. Those stocks are exploding to the upside right now. It's a timeless book. You know, it wasn't about the 53 stocks at that time, even though each one of them were great stocks, and they still are. But it was the methodology that I used that combines past performance with the future. I had a guy write to me yesterday. He says, you got to quit looking at past performance. Do you really think that just quoting numbers on the air about stocks that did well in the past, do you think that's useful to us? Yes, I do think that's useful to you, because that looks at the past. Don't you look at a batting average when a guy comes to the plate, how he's done over the last several years? No, it's no predictor of what he'll do in the future. But I'd much rather have a guy who's hit 300 home runs and has averaged 303 over the last 5 years than a guy that's batted 199 and has just two home runs over the last 5 years. I do believe that past performance is pretty important to look at. But valuation looks at the future. Okay? Don't forget, half my equation looks at the future in valuation. And where do I find a nice combination of performance and valuation right now? Let's talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yes, past performance does look at the past. And you know what? I could sit here and quote all day stocks that have done well over the last 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, 36 months, 48 months, you name it. But the other half of that equation is, looks to the future. You know, it's not easy to put valuations on companies, what their potential value could be worth 5 years from now. If you want to see the intense work that I do in coming up with valuations, you can look at my article that I wrote that was on Seeking Alpha yesterday about Biogen. Take a look what goes into valuing companies, which looks at the future, not at the past. I spent some years visiting companies around the country, visiting with management, writing up research reports, and part of my research, the biggest part of my research, was coming up with the valuation on the company, a potential valuation down the road, so I could determine for me and my investors. I had several mutual funds in the Bay Area as clients that looked at my valuations and determined whether to buy those stocks or not based on whether they thought they still had upside potential or not. Valuation is very, very critical. It looks to the future. But, as I've said many times in the past, I have a problem with going on valuation only, because I've seen too many valuation traps over the years. And I used the analogy, and I think it's a correct one, yesterday, of the guy standing in front of a freight train called sentiment, holding up a sign on the tracks that says fundamentals. The next thing you know, the train's run him over. He's flat on his back, still holding his sign, fundamentals. He's been mowed over by a train called sentiment. I'm the guy who bought Apple at $285, said it's the cheapest growth stock in the entire market. It went to $705. From that point, it started to roll over. And all the way down, I saw people standing on the railroad tracks holding up their sentiment or their popular signs, or fundamental, I'm sorry, it's fundamental of their popular sign, getting run over by the sentiment train that was bludgeoning the stock. All the way down from 705 to 350, that's all I heard was, but the fundamentals are great. The products are great. People are standing in line to get the next iPad. And over in this, out of the other eye, I'm looking at the chart, and I'm seeing it sinking. So yeah, eventually, when it's all done selling, I sold it somewhere in the 630s to 650 area, maybe this will be a good stock again. But until it finds a bottom, goes sideways, and breaks out to the upside, I just don't see it. The sentiment has soured. And really, the sentiment has not returned to Apple. Apple is still very much, yeah, it's a different animal today than it was back then. Past performance isn't as important anymore about Apple. Is it a has-been? Kind of. You can point to your past performance all you want, but we got to look to the future now. This is 2014. So let's do that little drill on a stock that I featured in my book, Best Stocks Now, a company by the name of Continental Resources out of Enid, Oklahoma. I've had Harold Hamm on my show, the CEO of the company. Good old Harold. I think he went through a nasty divorce recently that made a lot of headlines, and the stock was in the crosshairs of the divorce attorneys, but I guess it all ended up okay, and life in Enid, Oklahoma goes on, only separately, you know. But the shares look good again. The performance has returned to the stock. It's a $25 billion company. No wonder it was in the crosshairs of the divorce attorneys. There's a lot of money floating around there in Enid and the shares of Continental Resources. And I'm sure Harold Hamm owned a lot of those shares along with his wife. I don't know how it all ended up, but the stock has moved on. Everybody's moved on by now. Let's begin by looking at the past, the batting average of the company. Over the last 5 years, Continental Resources has tripled the returns of the market. Okay? It's averaged 41% per year, while the market's averaged 16. Over the last 3 years, it's more than doubled the returns of the market. 25% per year, while the market's delivered 12. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 73%, while the market's up 18. It gets a momentum grade right now of A. There. We're done looking in the rearview mirror. And I could give you lots and lots of examples of stocks that have performed well in the past. It's something to look at. It's something to take into consideration. It's a very important factor to know. In fact, I was so discouraged that I couldn't find past performance of stocks anywhere on the internet. And I built it into my system. I wanted people to immediately go to the app and look up the stock's past performance. Because when I see the guy talking about his company, how good it is on CNBC, I want to turn the baseball card over and look at the back, and I want to see the track record of the company. That tells me a lot. But as you know, past performance is no guarantee of future results. That's why we look to the future. And that's why I use my 20 years of experience of looking at companies, looking at their growth trends, looking at their multiples, and trying to figure out what they're worth, what they're potentially worth down the road. I use 5-year target prices. I'm looking out over the next 5 years. First, I look backwards over the last 5 years, 10 years, 1 year. Now I want to look forward to the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years. The analysts that cover the stock expect Continental Resources to continue to grow by 27% per year over the next 5 years. You say, that sounds like a wild guess. Where do they come up with that? Well, they talk with the management. And if anything, management downplays growth these days so they don't get in any trouble. And by the way, the stock has grown by 45% per year over the last 5 years. So I don't think it's out of the question to continue growing by a 28%. That's the consensus estimate amongst the various analysts that cover the company. I'm not one of those guys. I don't do that anymore. I don't leave my desk very often here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm a money manager now. I babysit money and clients' money. I take it very seriously. Going forward, Continental Resources is expected to make $8 per share next year. You can do the math yourself. Start with 8, add 26% per year over the next 5 years, see what you come up with, and then I use a very conservative multiple. I have a $225 price target on a $130 stock. Out of 3,816 stocks, it comes in at number 29, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. First, we look at the past, and then we look at the future. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
To the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the rotation that's taking place in the market. It looks like round and round she goes. Where she stops, I think we do know. And we're seeing where the market is stopping. After a great year in the U.S. last year and some rotation here in the markets this year. We're going to bring back Nick Vardy, who we had on a couple of weeks ago. People enjoyed the interview so much, they said, "Can you bring Nick back?" And one guy even said, "Why don't you just let Nick do the show, Bill?" Well, thanks a lot, okay? But it's great to get a global perspective. You know, I sit here in San Diego. You're in Seattle or Honolulu or Atlanta or Miami or Minneapolis, St. Paul, and there's a lot going on in the world right now. And Nick Vardy is a global guru. He writes a newsletter every week. He's quoted in the press all the time.
And I believe Nick just got back from Estonia. Nick Vardy, welcome to the show once again. Oop, do we have him?
Yep, I'm here.
There he is. You know, Nick, last time we talked, you gave my listeners some excellent advice on how the foreign markets, including the frontier markets, the Gulf states, Italy, Spain. Now you're back from Estonia. Now, that's still one of the big wild cards. I mean, look at how the markets reeled as Putin went into Crimean Peninsula. Now is rattling sabers at Ukraine. Now, one country over is Estonia. What were your observations there?
Well, you know, Estonia is part of the Baltic states, and you know, the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania were actually part of the Soviet Union in the bad old days, you know, before it collapsed in 1991. And it's kind of on the geopolitical, you know, front line in terms of Putin's expansionist tendencies. So it really is like being on the front line there. So I think it's less of a kind of direct investment opportunity. Then really, it was really interesting to be there because you really got a sense of how scared the Estonians and the other Baltic states are from the Russians, and something you don't get a lot of coverage in the U.S. press. But to give you an idea, you know, tens of thousands of Estonian men have now joined like a national defense league. The president of Estonia, who's actually he was born in Sweden, but he's essentially an American guy, gave up his U.S. citizenship to run the country. Really pushed NATO to help defend the country. The U.S. has actually sent about six F-16s, and the Brits have sent eight Typhoon fighters. As a signal to the Russians saying, you know, don't screw with us. The NATO flag is flying everywhere you walk around in Tallinn, which is the capital of Estonia. You know, this tiny little country is basically telling the Russians that unlike the Ukrainians in Crimea, who basically, when the Russians showed up, kind of just sang the national anthem when they showed up at their army bases, these guys are saying, listen, you know, you're going to have to pay with a pound of flesh, and we have NATO behind us if you're going to mess with us. So it's a very fluid and quite a kind of serious situation there. And it's interesting how it's really not getting covered in a lot of the press that you read about in the West.
Now, Ukraine is caught in the middle between Estonia and Crimea. And, of course, that's still a wild card there. Now, the markets, at least here in the U.S., seem to think that Putin is done and he's not going to go further, push further west. What's your take on the Ukrainian situation right now?
Well, you know, the Ukrainian situation is fundamentally different in that they're not a part of NATO, right? So Estonia and the Baltics are a part of NATO, which, of course, really makes Putin and the Russians angry. But there's a thing in the NATO treaty called Article 5, which means if you attack one country, it's like you attacked my own country. And so that's why there are F-16s and Typhoons in Estonia and the Baltics. That's not the case with Ukraine. In fact, what Putin is pushing for is to force the new Ukrainian government to agree that they'll never join the European Union, which the Baltics are members of. They'll never join NATO, which the Baltics are members of. So it's sort of like one level down in terms of the, you know, the consequences of what would happen. But the reality is if any of those troops sitting on the Baltic border would kind of walk into go into to the Baltics or any other NATO country, that would literally be a reason to go to war. So it's actually a much more serious, potentially much more serious situation.
You know, with all of this going on, though, it seems like in the meantime, at least from where you sit in Europe, you know, our U.S. markets were up 29% last year as measured by the S&P 500, while the rest of the world was really left behind. What are your observations on the world markets at the current time?
You know, the world markets just had an absolutely terrible time over the past 4 or 5 years. And in fact, if you were invested globally over the last 3 or 4 years, you've been suffering pretty hard. If you just look at the broad-based emerging markets index, it's essentially trading at the same level it was in January of 2010. So that's over 4 years ago. Meanwhile, in the meantime, the U.S. market has gone up over 85%. The S&P 500 has gone up over 85%, and a lot of the momentum stocks and high-tech sectors have gone up a lot more. That, I think, as you suggested, is now changing. There's kind of a rotation back into the global markets. And just to give you an idea of how that change has just happened in the past quarter, I monitor about 45 markets globally that U.S. investors can invest in through exchange-traded funds. As I looked at my screen last night, the U.S. was ranked 31st among the 45 markets that I look at, whereas in the past couple of years, it was always in the top one or two or three. So really, you know, what has happened the past month is a lot of people have looked at the value in emerging markets. They looked at the lack of value in kind of the high momentum technology stocks in the U.S., and they're placing their bets, and they're placing their bets on emerging markets, which on average are trading at a PE of about 10.5. They were trading at kind of high single digits up until very recently, and they're taking money out of the LinkedIns and the Twitters of the world, which have dropped 40% over the past 3, 4, or 5 weeks, and they're seeing a lot more upside in certain specific global stock markets and stocks.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree. You know, we had Doug Fabian on the air. I'm sure you know Doug.
Sure.
For a couple of weeks ago, and you know, just about the same time, I was getting all these buy signals on the emerging, the beleaguered emerging markets. I used to say he was also getting a buy signal on the emerging. So obviously, the three of us are watching similar indicators. I've watched the emerging markets just get thrashed over the last several years, especially Latin America, Brazil, Argentina. And now they're blossoming like a rose once again. And I also, like you, I see a move away from high PE to low PE. And one of the courses of least resistance is to the international markets right now.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you what, they offer some very interesting and counterintuitive opportunities. Let me just tell you about one. On 17th of March, which was, I guess, 3 weeks ago, the day that the Russians, the day after the Crimean vote, I actually recommended as a trade to my subscribers to go ahead and buy Gazprom, which, of course, is the world's largest natural gas producer and the quintessential kind of Russian, you know, political disaster company. Now, why would I do that? Well, if you look at the fundamentals of it, insofar as you can, you know, believe them, it was trading at a PE of less than 2, so about 1.9. And there's an expression that the Rothschilds had where they said, you know, buy on the cannons and sell on the trumpets. And buying on the cannons was kind of the time, you know, after the, you know, the day after the Ukrainian vote. And you know what? Russia is the ultimate hate stock and the ultimate hate country in global investing. But you know, within 2 weeks, that stock was up 18%. You know, for my investors, it's back down now slightly. It's up about 13 or 14%. But that's a heck of a lot better than getting slammed in, let's say, U.S. biotech stock over that short period. Now, it's unlikely that I'm going to hold on to this thing forever. But it just shows you by playing these political events, and emerging markets are much more political because there's a lot more political risk in these places than in the U.S. You can really get some pretty big gains over a very, very short period of time by just kind of sucking it up and placing a bet on something that you would probably actually think would be absolutely crazy.
You know, Nick, what percent of the Russian economy would you say is oil and natural resource related?
You know, it's a big chunk of it. It's about 30 or 40%. And let me regale you with a stat. Maybe this will mean something to you, but Russia today, its economy is about as big as Italy's. Italy's got a population of about 48 million people, and it's not the most dynamic place in the world, though, you know, as if you can take a look at their exchange-traded fund, it's actually one of the best-performing markets in the world this year. If you carve out the natural resource part of the Russian economy, they're only as big as the Netherlands, which is a much smaller country of about 15 or 16 million people. So, you know, they just ain't that big without, you know, the natural resource part of their economy, and that is their, you know, that's their bane and their blessing. When that's going well, when commodity prices are high, they make a lot more money. But when that's gone, they're in deep trouble.
Doesn't it? It seems to me like with Putin just parking his troops and rattling his saber, he's keeping oil prices high. Hey, we'll talk about this in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. I want to come back and talk a little bit about the energy stocks, okay?
Okay, terrific.
All right, Nick Bardi from Europe will be right back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're talking with Nick Vardy, Global Guru Investing. Nick, tell us a little bit about, before we get back to business, tell us a little bit about your website and how people can look into your services.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Well, you know, I edit three or four newsletters, and you can find out about them at nicholasvardy.com. And I have a free e-letter that goes out on Tuesdays, which you can just go to the website, nicholasvardy.com, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S-V-A-R-D-Y.com, and you can sign up for that free. And I also have a couple of trading services where and investment services. Some of them are for more medium or long-term investors. Some of them are for very quick trading profits, both in the option space and kind of the sort of immediate, let's say, earnings-driven space, more for active traders. And so, you know, I edit those newsletters. In addition to that, like you, Bill, I also manage money for people through a various set of investment programs at my firm, Global Guru Capital. So that's what I do during the day. So I'm almost as busy as you are, Bill.
Well, you know what? Another thing, Nick, that I've noticed here recently, there seems to be a move towards the resource stocks. I can't remember the last time I saw BHP Billiton down in Australia breaking out, you know, and Rio Tinto breaking out, and oil and energy stocks, especially here in the U.S., the energy stocks are just, they've taken over leadership for the biotechs right now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting when you mentioned companies like Rio and BHP Billiton, because, I mean, talk about suffering from a double whammy. They're both located in foreign markets, or, you know, in the case of Rio, in emerging markets, Brazil, and their energy stocks, which are commodity-based stocks, both of which have gotten hammered in the past couple of years. So if you're looking for kind of a trade to that plays upon reversion to the mean, in other words, things have gotten really, really beaten up in the past 18, 24 months, then it's hard to go wrong with global energy type stocks. One thing I'd mention about the particularly the Rio Tinto story is that a lot of the returns that are driven, a lot of the dollar returns that you see in these stocks are also affected both positively and negatively by currencies. The Brazilian real, the currency there, had gotten hammered for a long, long time, and so it's very difficult for you as a U.S. investor to make money, because even if you made money locally, when, by the time you convert it back to dollars, you didn't have much left. A lot of these emerging markets currencies, the Brazilian real and the Indian rupee and some others, are turning, in fact, even the Australian dollar, are turning around. And so they act as kind of an extra tailwind in terms of the actual returns you're getting from investing in these energy stocks.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed India breaking out to the upside once again. And I know down in Brazil, I guess there's hope for a new leader come the October elections. And, of course, India is going through a big election right now. In fact, it's the biggest election in the world. And surprise, surprise, their current government is full of corruption. Can you imagine that, Nick?
Well, you know, there's a kind of a joke in the emerging markets world, and you can say this about a lot of the countries. You can say, well, X, Y, Z. You can say Brazil, Turkey, or India is a country of the future, and it always will be. And apparently it was Charles de Gaulle who originally said that about Turkey, I believe. But you know, look, I mean, a lot of these countries do have a lot of problems. India is actually a recommendation in not just one, but two of my trading services, ironically, so you and I are thinking alike. There's an interesting triple leveraged play on India, which I recommended for my high-risk trading service. ticker symbol for that is INDL, which is, again, based on this idea that there's going to be more of a pro-reform government coming into India. The big picture story in India is hopefully a more pro-reform government coming in, India was also willing to get the former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund and a UChicago professor, who is now head of the central bank there. And so that's why you've seen a tremendous turnaround in the Indian rupee, the currency, because of the confidence that that is instilling among foreign investors. It's almost like you can look at these countries almost like stocks, except the measures aren't really sort of, you know, PEG ratios or price earnings ratios, but it's really the current political environment and the current, you know, prospects for change that are really going to drive these markets. And you know what? They oftentimes act a lot like tech stocks. It's not unheard of in emerging markets for certain markets to go up 50, 60, 70, 80% a year because, you know, the current investor mood toward them is quite positive. And I think we may be entering a time in the market in that cycle where you might be seeing those kind of gains.
I couldn't agree more. NicholasVardy.com. Nick, we look forward to our next visit, and good luck to you in Europe when you get over here to the States. Stop in San Diego. We'll go get some fish and chips, all right?
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Okay. Thank you, Nicholas Vardy, Global Guru Investing, NicholasVardy.com. Okay. I had no idea what Nick was going to say. We didn't rehearse any of this. I've been saying it's time to learn foreign languages. It's time to look up foreign stocks. The nice part is you can buy them right here on the U.S. markets. The ADRs trade on the U.S. markets. You don't have to buy them on the London Stock Exchange or on the Bovespa Stock Exchange. They're available right here. And, of course, through ETFs now, you can buy Mexico. I bought Singapore yesterday, EWS, in my aggressive growth accounts. I bought Australia a few days ago, EWA. This is where the market is headed right now. And what does that mean for your 401k? Well, I think you can figure it out. Take a look at my newsletter, twstreet.com. Take a look at the makeovers that I've completely made as the market has made itself over. And you can keep doing what you did last year, but it's not going to produce the same results as it did last year. The markets have completely changed. Markets are chasing value. Markets are chasing low PE. You heard what Nick said. You know, the PE in the S&P 500 is no longer in the 12 or 13 area. It's much higher than that. And you look elsewhere in the world, and you're looking at 10, 11 PEs on some of these global markets. The app has been spot on. You can take a look at the indexes. Nick said in his studies, the U.S. out of 44 countries is now ranked number 34. When you get a chance, go to the app. BestStocksNowApp.com. Click on indexes and look where the U.S. is now ranked globally. It's occupied the number one or number two position for the last several years, but not anymore. Take a look at global investing right now. You thought that's all I ever talked was biotech, right? Well, now we're talking Bovespa. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm pwstreet.com. I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everyone.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.